Welcome to the IBP Insider, where you'll hear quick, insightful stories from the world of integrated business planning and the leaders using it to dramatically improve their companies. I'm your host, Crystal Lee. Well, actually, I'm her AI-powered voice clone. This innovation frees Crystal to spend more time doing what she loves, guiding organizations through transformative change using IBP. For more than a decade, Crystal has helped dozens of global companies with their IBP journeys. From here forward, I'll speak in Crystal's voice and perspective. But rest assured, every story you'll hear emerges from her deep and meaningful experience implementing IBP across a variety of industries. While details may be modified to protect client confidentiality, the insights are real. Okay, today we're talking about strategy. I know, everyone's favorite buzzword, but stick with me here. This is a good one. Strategy gets thrown around a lot in leadership conversations. We talk a lot about five-year roadmaps, ambitious growth targets, and transformation initiatives. Companies invest months crafting their strategy, refining their vision, and getting buy-in from their leadership teams. But the question at the heart of today's story is what happens next? Because a strategy on paper is worthless unless it's backed by action. So I was working with a leadership team that had just unveiled a bold new strategy. It was clear, ambitious, and well thought out, designed to capture a fast-growing market segment and reposition the company for the future. The executive team was aligned, the messaging was strong, and employees were excited about the new direction. My role was to help them operationalize this strategy through IBP, to help it come to life. Naturally, my first step was to look at their operational plans. If this strategy was the future they were working toward, then their plans should reflect how they were going to get there. But as I started reviewing their demand forecasts, supply plans, and investment allocations, something didn't add up. They were still funding and resourcing their operations in nearly the same way as before. The numbers had been adjusted slightly, some increases here, some reductions there, but nothing bold enough to truly shift the company toward its new strategic ambitions. It was like watching someone declare they were going to run a marathon, but still training like they were preparing for a 5K. The moment of truth came when we displayed all the numbers side by side during an executive meeting. There was a long pause, and then one of the executives finally spoke, breaking the silence with a clear wake-up call. Even if we execute these plans perfectly, we'll still fall short of our strategy. They realized that even if they delivered every single project on time and on budget, it wouldn't be enough. Their plans weren't designed to create the future they wanted, they were designed to extend the past. This gut punch moment was pivotal, allowing them to start asking big questions like, if we fully believed in this strategy, what would we be doing differently? Where are we underinvesting in growth areas, and where are we holding on to legacy costs? What assumptions are baked into these plans that no longer make sense? Are we treating strategy as a real commitment or just an aspirational statement? Through IBP, we then help them analyze the gap between where their current plans would take them and where their strategy required them to be. That gap became the centerpiece of their planning discussions. They started reviewing their latest projections and stacking them up against their strategic goals, not just past performance. Instead of assuming gradual change, they pushed themselves to see whether their actions were bold enough to close the gap. At first, it was uncomfortable. It forced them to confront some tough realities. Certain projects weren't driving enough impact. Some investments weren't truly aligned with their future goals. And some teams were still operating as if nothing had changed. But once they embraced that discomfort, everything shifted. Marketing budgets were reallocated, not just based on previous spend, but based on where the greatest growth opportunities actually were. Performance metrics were revised, not just tracking efficiency, but tracking strategic impact. Product roadmaps were adjusted, not just based on feasibility, but based on what would truly differentiate them in the market. Over time, the impact was clear. Instead of simply executing plans, they began driving their business forward, ensuring that every significant decision reflected their strategic priorities. They went from having a strategy to being strategic. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Please share and like the show. And if you want to know more about how I can help you transform your business with integrated business planning, check out my website and reach out at crystallee.net.